From the Strait of Hormuz to the Strait of Gibraltar, I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater with your regional news update. The Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Roosevelt DDG-80 returned to the Baltic Sea January 17th after a scheduled port visit to Tallinn, Estonia. While in Tallinn, the ship refueled and received stores and mail and hosted various distinguished visitors aboard the ship. Roosevelt sailors had the opportunity to explore Estonia's rich culture while on liberty in the local area. Here's Petty Officer Daniel Cheris with a quote from Commander John Mastriani, Roosevelt's commanding officer.
The 6th Fleet area of operations is geographically large, diverse both in culture and capability, and also vitally important strategically. Port visits like this one will give our sailors some well-deserved rest and relaxation, while also allowing us the invaluable opportunity to build tight-knit relationships with our allies. Roosevelt's work here with the Estonians contributes to the strength and cohesion of the NATO alliance through the safe and professional execution of operations at sea.
Roosevelt's visit to Tallinn reaffirms the U.S. Navy's commitment to NATO allies and partners by ensuring maritime security in the region. The ship's visit to Tallinn follows multiple U.S. stops to the port city in 2022. Demonstrating the cohesion and combined capability of like-minded nations in the Baltic Sea. Roosevelt, forward deployed to Rota, Spain, began its 4th Forward Deployed Naval Forces Europe patrol September 27th in the U.S. Naval Forces Europe area of operations employed by U.S. 6th Fleet to defend U.S. allied and partner interests. For more on this and other news in the AOR, you can visit c6f.navy.mil. For more news and local events, you can visit our Facebook page, AFN Naples. With your regional news update, I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater.